And on our show this morning, we welcome Randy Piccarello from the Business Council of Greater Montgomery. Hi, Randy.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, there we have it now. All right. So, the Business Council of Greater Montgomery, I don't believe that we've talked before. Is this a new council?
It is a new council. So we got up and rolling during COVID, and then we quickly established a really awesome board, and we've been moving along at a pretty good rate. We were actually able to do a really cool townwide small business Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And we have another event coming up on the 12th in the Village of Montgomery to really just try to support our local businesses and get the families out there in a COVID-friendly way one more time before the holiday. And moving forward from there, I think we're going to do a lot of virtual events over the winter, and we look forward to doing like a virtual business expo and a couple of Valentine's Day activities and just keeping the community engaged and promoting the events in Walden, Montgomery, and Maybrook.
Randy, your area is growing in leaps and bounds.
It is. Yep. We're very excited to see the influx of people right now.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You got some good restaurants over there, too.
We do.
Yes. Oh, I can't think of the name of one. It's on going out. It's on the left-hand side. I can't think of it. But, oh, I love the food there. Just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, there's Ward's Bridge Inn. There's Wildfire. There's Iron Cafe. We have a bunch of great pizza places. We have quite a few restaurants. We have a new Mexican place. Copperfields has a lot of different beers on tap. They're actually featuring three holiday beers for our event in the Village this weekend. So, yeah, it's a good place for a foodie, that's for sure. And we actually had three grand openings on Small Business Saturday. So people are still opening businesses here, which is great.
Yeah, you know what? It's just you are literally growing in leaps and bounds. Can you tell us what you think sparked all of this?
I think it's easy to commute. So for the people that are coming up to get away from the city, it's a great commute. We're close to the Campbell Hall line. We're close to the Beacon line. We have buses that run. So it's great for someone who commutes. We're really right in the center of all of these wonderful areas. Not only do we have so much to offer, but the surrounding areas like Beacon and New Paltz and Warwick, we have so much to do. We have a nice landscape, so we still are primarily agriculturally based. We have some walking villages. So I just think we're really kind of the center place where you can be in all these different spots. We're close to Pennsylvania, we're close to Jersey, so it's really, there's a lot of great pieces that just make the puzzle come together. So
what it really means, as far as I'm concerned, is that you guys are hot.
We are, and we're welcoming everyone, businesses and residents. Come on in.
Isn't that great, Randy? You know what, we want to wish you all the best of luck in the world. But you're in one of the hottest areas right here in the Hudson Valley. I mean, as far as things going on, just absolutely amazing.
Thank you. And we're happy to have your support, and I'm happy to come talk to you anytime. Like I said, we're looking to have events once a month that are primarily based in promoting the small businesses in the area, and definitely getting the word out there to all the residents, all the different services that we offer here. So you don't have to travel for any of these services, whether it's personal and beauty, or we have a couple of Medi spas coming in. We have some new doctors and functional medicine doctors coming in, accounting, everything. I think people are a little bit that are moving up here. We're just trying to make them aware of all the different services that we have right here in the area. So
how does it feel?
Thank you very much.
How does it feel to be in on the beginning of something that you know is going to be huge?
It depends on the moment. It's very exciting. You know, I'm very passionate about it. I really am the kind of person that can't really go above and beyond unless I'm really passionate about something. And I believe in this so much that I'm able to give it 110% and really just try to push it forward and give it all the momentum it needs and connect the business council with as many community partners as we can. And it's exciting, but it's a lot. It's like nurturing a little baby when you want everybody to be proud of it and know how great it is. And it's watching it happen is sometimes tedious, but I know the payoff will be wonderful because it's something that the community and the businesses will be able to enjoy for many, many years after we finally get it up and running. So it's exciting to be part of it on the bottom floor.
Your passionate feelings are a big reason of what's going to make all this work. I'll tell you that right now, because you're passionate about this whole thing.
I am. You know, I come from a small business, and I really had to give it everything. And I watched how that worked in a small community. And I know that's not, that's not just in Montgomery. That's kind of how it works everywhere. So I've been in it and seen it. And the more that I can help as many small businesses like myself succeed and maybe not make some of the mistakes that I did or the missteps that, you know, maybe cost me a year here or 6 months there or a customer here, as much as I can help everyone, that just makes for such a more wonderful place to live. I mean, if I have 10 more businesses that are successful because of the work that I did and the people that I connected them with to help them succeed, that benefits me and every other resident in the area. So, you know, that'll keep my kids around and have them have jobs to come back to. And it's just exciting. It's exciting to be part of something like this. So
I'm glad
to have the opportunity.
Isn't that great? That's awesome, Randy. We want to wish you all the best of luck in the world. And you're always welcome on our show anytime.
All right. And hopefully next time I'll bring you some pastries, okay?
Ooh, twist my arm. That's enough. Thank you. All right, Randy. Thanks for chatting with us. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
A fresh hour of